There's an alarming new study just published in The Lancet that shows threats to our health from so-called superbugs, that they're increasing. Joining us with more information is Brad Gibson from CBS. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Debbie.
Now, we're not talking about insects. We're talking about superbugs that are affecting our health. Specifically, what are the superbugs we need to know about?
Well, this is a big story that probably won't get the front page headlines it deserves today. I mean, if 1 million people died of COVID or the flu each year, it would be all over the news. And the fact is, more than 1 million people have died worldwide from antibiotic resistance between 1990 and 2022. And that number is probably slightly higher each year since 2022. Okay, so before I get into the predictions of what they're saying, you need to know that this study is based on actual worldwide results of deaths from what is called antimicrobial resistance. And that is people who have died as a result of an infection that couldn't be stopped by an antibiotic. Things like tuberculosis, pneumonia, E. coli, for instance. They took real results and looked at lots of other factors, such as which antibiotics have completely stopped working or have had a major reduction in effectiveness, as well as which infections have worsened for various reasons. Then they crank those numbers through a supercomputer, and then they spit out these sobering numbers. And here are some of them that people need to know. 39 million people are going to die of antibiotic resistance in the next 25 years worldwide. That's three deaths every minute. Antibiotic resistance deaths are going to increase 70% by 2050 compared to 2022, and it's going to impact older people more than any other age group. In 2050, the estimate is almost 2 million people worldwide could potentially die as a direct result of antibiotic resistance. And by 2050, the report estimates 8.2 million people worldwide will die from a drug-resistant infection. So the study is really alarming, and it's a real cause for concern about what is happening to our antibiotics and the fact that they're not fighting infection the way they used to. And in many cases, they totally stopped working completely.
Those are some very, very startling numbers, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people in the medical field are sometimes hesitant to prescribe antibiotics for reasons of, you know, that germs and superbugs may just become resistant. So what is the solution? Do they have to work on new antibiotics, or how do you attack this problem?
Yeah, the problem is we're not developing enough antibiotics. That's one of the big problems here. And one of the things that I found in an interview with what the co-author of this study is that doctors are having to use, by the time they come out with new antibiotics, those antibiotics are already starting to lose their resistance. That is what is really scaring the scientific community, that they're developing stuff and they're just not working fast enough, or they're dying in terms of their effectiveness much, much faster. And more importantly, if they're having to start using certain antibiotics that fight infection, severe infection, many of them are more toxic. So they damage the human body more. And that's the problem we're going to get to, is that even though they want to develop, and we need to develop more antibiotics, a lot of them are starting to lose such a resistance so badly that they're starting to be more toxic to the human body, and more people are dying. So the problem is, we need to do, according to the study, they need to do a number of different things. We need to improve healthcare. We need to expand prevention, and we need to control measures, and we need to be more and more careful about using antibiotics. And, you know, we've heard this over the years, in the last 3 or 4 years at least. You know, doctors, you know, don't call up your doctor and say, hey, I've got the flu, give me an antibiotic. And then the doctor goes, oh, well, I want you to come in and I want to see you. Oh, doctor, do I really need to do that? Just give me an antibiotic. That's what's happening. We all know it, okay? And that's a real cause for concern. that that's not what we should be doing. We should be looking very carefully at what antibiotics we use and, more importantly, why we're using them. Can we get through the flu without taking an antibiotic? Yeah, it might help you get over the antibiotic 2 or 3 days earlier or something like that, but is it really, really necessary? Because in the long term, it's really bad for society in general. And let me give you an example that they told me about that I hadn't really thought about. Even just the simple skin infection after a cut. Say you cut yourself shaving. These infections are increasingly resistant to a topical or oral antibiotic you might use. And what that means is that infections that would have just cleared up after a few days are now at risk of progressing to be more severe infection. And in the worst case, sepsis. And sepsis, for those who don't know, occurs when chemicals are released in the bloodstream to fight an infection. They trigger inflammation through the body, and then that can cause a cascade of changes that damage multiple organs, leading them to fail, and then sometimes even resulting in death. Sepsis is becoming, this is a totally different topic, but sepsis is becoming a much, much bigger thing throughout the world. And in America, we don't even talk about sepsis hardly, but it is becoming a much, much bigger deal as a result of antibiotics not working.
Wow. So you had mentioned the millions of people worldwide that we will lose because of antibiotic resistance, but are there particular places that will be worse than others?
There will be, and it will be primarily in third world countries. But because we're starting to lose the resistance of even antibiotics that are working in first world countries, including the United States, and because we're not developing them fast enough, and we're not being more careful in the use of antibiotics, the situation is going to worsen in first world countries like America. So just don't think that this report is saying, oh, in India and Pakistan and other third world countries, that's where all these deaths are going to happen. Yeah, there's going to be a lot there, but it's going to be more and more in first world countries, including North America and the United States.
Well, this has definitely been an eye-opening interview, Brad. I really appreciate the time this morning.
No problem at all, Debbie. Have a great day.
You too. Brad Gibson is with CBS, and those superbugs finding resistance to antibiotics, something that we definitely need to pay attention to. And if you want more on this study, it was just published in The Lancet.